We are live again at the Knox County Magnet School Showcase. Right now we are about to interview Austin East High School, and we have the assistant principal, Chris Carruthers, and Austin East Dance Company member, she's a 12th grader, Jordan Hill. And first off, Jordan, we have for you, what is it about Austin East that is just so unique?
Well, first I feel like that we're a performing arts school, of course, because we have so many different arts like dance and things like that. And also, I feel like because of our different programs that we have, like Project Grad, every school doesn't have that, and trio and things like that.
All right, Principal Carruthers, what kind of programs do you offer at Austin East?
Well, Jordan started to talk about it, so I'll go ahead and finish it off a little bit. You know, she mentioned dance. Our dance company, Ballet Modern, is second to none in the state, with some great instructors that are accomplished themselves. We have competitive theater. A lot of schools put on plays. We put our kids up against regional and national, state and national competitions, and they do really well. We also offer some other unique programs that other schools don't get to get. Culinary arts. We have local chefs that come in from the region that work with our kids in culinary arts. In fact, we've got they've made desserts for us tonight around here. We offer audio production, which is a little bit different than what you guys do. The audio production is sort of the production end of the music. And so that's a pretty unique program that we have both in the county and in the region. We offer, of course, the standard arts and chorus offerings. I told people that Austin East is for the kid that, you know, if you go to your parents say, would you please go do that in the corner or in another room of the house? We want that kid. And so that's where we're at. So that's the kind of stuff we offer. She did mention something else, the AVID programs and all the support programs. So we have a ton of support programs for kids to successfully get through Austin East.
I would also like to mention your Air Force JROTC unit. I've met them a couple times. They're great folks.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that shout out. They do a great job. Sergeant Wright and Major Kallstroms is new with us this year.
I have a friend in there, Cadet Stewart.
Okay, Cadet Stewart's all right.
Jordan, for you, why would a student want to go to AE rather than one of their zone schools?
Well, I feel like first because of our academics, we have so many different opportunities. Like, we go on college fairs and everywhere, basically, like, different college tours and things like that. I feel like we offer the arts as well. Like, that's just mainly the main reason on why everybody comes, because of the dance or the theater or the band or something like that.
Principal Carruthers, what are the options for students that want to have both arts and academic focus?
That's a good question, and a lot of times people think it's a trade-off, that you can't do both, but I know you guys know at Fulcom that you can do academics and you can still do what you like to do on your passion. It's just a matter of choosing the right electives. We offer a full contingency of all the academic things that they're going to need to get into college, to excel, to be accepted by great universities. But we do a little more, and the little more is we have a program for the kid that really wants to do, that really wants to achieve in school. We have a program called AVID, which is a college readiness program. And a lot of middle schools have it. We're the only high school that still carries it in the high school level. And we help kids with college applications. We help to, we have 2 full years of ACT prep. So those kids have higher ACT scores, and they do. It's everything from study skills to how to take notes. It's a college prep kind of thing. So the kid that's that likes the arts and wants to go for the academics, I say we have the support system that's there. So you can do both, and you don't have to compromise.
And our wrap-up question tonight will be for you, Jordan. And what should a visitor expect to see at an Austin East performance or showcase, and when is the next big showcase or event?
Well, honestly, I feel like compassion, like we're really compassionate on what we do when we dance. And even in theater, we're really determined on, our audience, like just being really great for our audience.
You see him hit me?
And, yeah, and our next big performance is Voices, and that's student choreography, and it is November 3rd and 5th at 7 o'clock.
And as we see on this schedule, there will be a demonstration tonight from Austin East at 7:25. I don't know what you guys have planned for that, whether it is your dance team or what you're showing off there. But
it's the dance team.
It is the dance team. And
confirmed.
So we encourage you guys to get out here, 416 West Jackson Avenue in the Old City, and there will be many demonstrations. Austin East is the wrap-up demonstration tonight, so we encourage you guys to get out here, come weigh out your options for what school you want to send your guys' kids to in the future, and see what each school has. We'll be back in a little bit with Vine Magnet School. That is a middle school, in fact. And we thank you guys for coming down here and doing this interview with us, as you guys have a very busy schedule, as we are packed here tonight.
I would just like to mention, I like that suit, and it was nice to see our rivals.
Thank you for that, and we won't talk about the game this year. Thank you.
We'll beat you next time.
We'd rather not. But thank you guys again for coming out tonight and doing this with us. As we said, we'll be back in a little bit. We are at 416 West Jackson Avenue. Again, we're at the Standard in the Old City. You're listening to WKCS 91.1 FM.